Good morning, everyone. It is a Friday here on Landscape Talk. We're actually just going to be talking about some things for the week. Just going to share a couple things. Just a reminder, if you are interested in a peer group, check out LOS. LOS is a peer group. It combined with a landscape operating system that'll help you get systems and processes in place so you can grow your business and have the best in-class peer support. Learn from other landscape contractors. Check it out. There's a link to any and every episode for that. So if you're interested in that, check it out. Find out if it's a fit for you. Super affordable and doable to grow your business. So we're here today. It's a Friday. We're here with Dan and Brandon on the talk. So I think Fridays are a great day for us to really look at and see, like, you know, what went well for the week? Kind of what are we reviewing? What was maybe the biggest takeaway from the week? And I think that's just a good thing, because as we reflect on the week, we actually can learn. And I think that's a great thing to do. So I think it would be good to just maybe start, you know, what were you doing this week? And then what was your biggest takeaway for the week? I think that would be good to kind of dive into right away. Whoever wants to go.
Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, doing a lot of project sales and some networking stuff, meeting with people. That's kind of like the bulk of what I do. And I mean, in terms of like the week overall, one big takeaway I would say is in terms of like, you know, like we talked about before, like we did a big spring cleanup, and just thinking about, you know, how the team can be involved coming into this new season. So obviously everyone's got their role, everyone's got kind of their job responsibilities. But we think about, you know, some of our guys that are, you know, back year to year, you know, what's maybe another like extra thing they could help out with just as they grow here with the company. So that was a big takeaway for this week for me.
Yeah. Anything particular that you know, saw or working on with that growth, or, you know, trying to help them grow? Anything specific that maybe you see with a, you know, whether it's an individual or, you know, a theme that you see that's really important to stay on top of?
I mean, it's definitely good to like identify, you know, the guys that we see that have like leadership capability that maybe like we're not using that at this point in time. You know, some guys can definitely have, you know, more experience like leading a team, and maybe they're not doing that at this point. So, you know, making sure like everyone's kind of in the right position for them.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I think one of the things that when we talk about that's, you know, I think, you know, LOS and some of the things have helped with is, you know, I think we have pretty good processes, but it's usually comes down to like, can, you know, the discipline to like stick to them, you know? So I think that's always just a good reminder. You know, if you don't have processes, you got to get them. But then once you have them, you've already decided that they're good. You just got to do them. So, you know, I think that's one thing that we definitely, you know, learn. What about, you know, Brandon, what about you, you know, for this week, you know, what were you working on? And then what was kind of your big, you know, takeaway for your reflection for the week?
You know, busy week with, you know, scheduling. I do a lot of scheduling and making sure guys are, you know, we're getting properties and things serviced. So busy with that, getting kind of like the whole year plotted out, getting back to people with quotes, following up with customers. You know, springtime can sneak up on you and kind of get, even though you've been doing it for a while, you sometimes it can sneak up on you still, which is kind of crazy, but so, you know, it's always a busy thing. I think one of the biggest takeaways for me for the week is like just knowing that even though you're busy and you got things going on, we have these processes in place, even after doing it for like a bunch of years, that, you know, those processes are important. We got to stick to those guns. So like, you know, part of the way through the week, it was, you know, I got a little hung up on doing some things that felt like they were like a big necessity at the moment, and neglecting a couple of things, or, you know, not carving out the time for some of those things that are still maybe not going to get me immediate results, but like down the road. So just like connecting and networking with people. So just like getting ramped back up for that and making sure that I'm carving the time out for that, because it's very important for us as a company. So
what would be an example of those things, you know, for you to keep balance, or, you know, what, you know, why is it, or what is it that kind of gets, you know, to the bottom of the to-do list? Because I think for all of us, that's a reality. You know, there's the things that we like to do, and then there's the things that we're maybe not be familiar with or whatever. But, you know, how have you, you know, either found, you know, what do you do? Like, what were those specifically? And then, you know, how have you found balance, or how do you work to find balance?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky thing to do, I think, because, like, right, there's always things that feel like they're the most urgent. So trying to make sure everything's balanced, because, you know, I feel like it's like there, like all these things are important, right? So like all these things we do as like managers and leaders are important, and they all need to be fed. So like I think of it as like a, you know, analogy. I like analogy. So I think of it as like I'm the mother, and I have all these puppies, right? And I got to make sure they all get fed. I can't just feed one puppy, otherwise the rest aren't gonna survive. So sometimes you always need a little bit of a reality check to say, hey, I'm not feeding all the kids that I need to feed here, and I'm not doing all these things that are very important. Sometimes, you know, the puppy that's maybe a little smaller feels like the most urgent one that you need to take care of, right? So you, maybe there's a task that feels real urgent for you. You know, springtime, it might be scheduling and making sure I'm training the guys. Very important tasks to do, but there's other things that we've acknowledged as a company that are important for me to do. So, you know, I just got to stay balanced. I think the biggest thing for doing that is just really trying to carve out the time for some of those things that, again, may not be your favorite thing to do, or they may be something you like to do. I think the goal for me is to try to get that scheduled first thing in my day so that I make sure that it's handled. And I'm pretty good at doing a lot of the other things. So if I get that done and knocked out of the way, I can probably get the other things done pretty quickly. So it's just, I think it's about making sure you have things carved out in your schedule and not letting that day after day not happening. I think it's about having a checkup on that. You know, we use a full focus planner. So like, to me, that should be my number one thing in my full focus planner, is to do that one thing that I maybe sometimes neglect to do, but is very important for the company. So that should be like my number one task for the day.
Yeah, there's a book about that where they talk about, they say, and this is used common a lot of times, but it's called Eat the Frog. So you want to get the most disgusting, yuckiest, you know, most difficult thing when you have the highest energy in the morning. Just eat the frog, get it over with, and then the day is down there, you know, downhill from there. But if you wait till the end of the day to eat the frog, you won't eat the frog. Like, you just won't do it. So, like, you know, eat the frog the beginning of the day. You know, I think that's a great thing, as, you know, a lot of companies right now are going into the spring season. You know, I feel like that's a reality for everybody. So I think it's a great reminder for anybody that's listening to, you know, have balance. I know, you know, Brandon and I had a conversation, I think it was even yesterday. We said, you know, he said something about like, hey, I think, you know, what do you think about blocking out the schedule to go out with the crews and do training? And what'd I say?
Said, you know, that sounds good, and I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's important for us to make sure it's not the whole day, so we're not getting off of some of the things that are important for us to do.
With our networking. Yeah, it ties really great into like the point that you just shared, is like, you know, when you know it and you have a process and we're kind of all on the same team together, we can all just kind of keep each other accountable because we have a clear process and know what our ultimate goal is. Our goal is to have that balanced diet and make sure all the puppies are fed, right? So as soon as somebody else, including myself, I'm like, I just want to do this and just, you know, feed this puppy. Somebody's like, well, what about the others? And it's like, wow, you know, yes, I do need to do that. So what we did in that example, we blocked out 80% of the time, or 75-80% of the time for training, and we still left 20 to 25% for that sales activity, so we didn't neglect that area. So I think as you go into the spring season, if you're thinking about that, you know, I would encourage you to like, don't go all or nothing on everything, because then you have to go all or nothing on the next thing. And what that leads to, and I see this with, you know, because I do this, I do business coaching, I'm involved in a lot of different things, but I see that with a lot of contractors across the country, is that is what causes the firefight. Because that puppy that isn't being fed all of a sudden needs, you know, the one that was needing it got it, but the other one actually went, became famished. And now all of a sudden that's an emergency. So then you just start doing the whack-a-mole game and it gets crazy. So the easiest thing to do is, as the busier it is, the more schedule and discipline you have to be. And discipline's hard. You know, we think of discipline as a bad thing as well. So like when you hear the word discipline, because somebody beat you when you're, discipline is always feels like punishment or hurt, but discipline is actually a positive. It's just being accountable to what you actually want to do. So if you're proactive in discipline, that's the positive. The negative is like when you have to be, quote, disciplined. So they're actually different tenses and they're different actions. And I think people blend them together. So I think if you can be disciplined proactively, you will avoid the discipline that your mind tells you that you don't actually want, right? So anything you want to focus on or anything you want to add to this, Dan, or anything else that you have seen or, you know, stood out in the conversation? I think some really great topics here.
Well, yeah, I mean, something that what Brandon said reminded me of too, kind of along a similar vein, is just like kind of looking at your day. You know, you come in the morning, you're looking at your day, and like I always try to, or I've started trying to, just almost like assume I have less time than I think I do. Because even if a day looks, you know, pretty open, say there's like less meetings than average on a particular day, whatever, things come up, people reach out, you know, things you got to deal with. Maybe you're like talking to the guys in the field, whatever comes up, and you know, you wind up with a little bit less time than you thought you have at the beginning of the day. So that's just another reason why, like, blocking out time, especially early in the day, to get those like key things done is so important, because you know, the day can get away from you sometimes.
Yeah. That's a really great point. You know, whenever you can, you know, I would encourage, you know, if you're listening, and I actually did this exercise with somebody, you know, like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, where they were saying they just can't get everything that they want done in the day. And I asked them, and she actually was like, well, I scheduled it for a full day. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's exactly what you're saying, Dan, is spot on. So it's like, you know, I said, how many hours do you need, you know, to get the things that you need done, and how often are you getting interrupted? And I think it was like 60-40. So I think we ended up doing like 60% of the day was like scheduled, and the 40% of it was left for flex. And because of that, then she didn't feel like she was getting overwhelmed with, you know, things, because she had that time when somebody reached out, like, okay, this is my time to handle whatever you need. So it's hard. It's not easy, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting, because, you know, I think there's a lot of companies out there have different strategies on things, you know, because, you know, as a leader or manager, you know, you have your skills and your tasks that you need to do. But inevitably there's always going to be someone that's going to need something from you. And some days, you know, it may be just one person. And other days it's everybody under the sun. So, I think, you know, trying to plan to know that like someone is going to need something from you. And like Dan said, you know, you just got to allow yourself the time and really try to just focus on getting those important tasks done in the morning, knowing that like things are going to come up. It's inevitable, and people are going to need things from you. And even if it's a day where you're like, man, I can get so much stuff done today, it's going to be a great day, things are going to come up, and that's okay. That's kind of, you know, that's business. But I know there's some other companies, you know, and it works, different things work for different people, but I know some places do like they try to like really consolidate, you know, it doesn't always work that way, but they're like, hey, I have an open office hour at this time. So if you need something from me, you know, this is the time to reach out and ask questions. You know, I'm devoted to, you know, handling anything that pops up that I can help you with at this time. And that helps a lot of people because sometimes, you know, you're in the middle of something. Dan and I were talking about this yesterday. You're in the middle of doing something and someone needs something from you. And sometimes it's like, you know, it's the old thought of like, you're in the middle of a sentence and you stop the sentence to like help that person. And then you go back to try to finish the sentence. And you completely forget your thought. So like, if it's not like ignoring, but it, at the same time, it's like, if you could just hold on a second, let me finish this thing that I'm wanting so that I can get that done and off my plate, I will happily help you in that moment. And it can't always be that way, but I think that's, you know, it's always a balancing, juggling act a little bit when you're in leadership to be a good leader, to get your stuff done, not do everything for everyone else and hold them accountable, but still be there for support.
Yeah. So just, you know, summary for today really is just talking about keeping a balanced diet and what you're doing as spring is coming, you know, and there's a million different things, you know, figure out what your key things are that you need to do, you know, those couple things, you know, whether it's, you know, 5, 10, whatever you really need to be accountable for and stay focused on them regardless. Eat the frog in the morning, get it taken care of. And that's what's actually going to give you the biggest, you know, impact, you know, in your business. So, anything happened this week or anything, you just can't make it up. You know, that's one of the things that we always talk about and, you know, try to share. So if you have anything, you can't make it up. What that is just a reminder. It's a thing like, you know, we gave an example last episode about, you know, going into somebody's house and, you know, in a nightgown, it blew up. You saw everything. You just can't make that up. You would never sign up for that. The other thing is like strapping down dirt, you know, you just can't make that up. That just doesn't make any sense. So, if you have anything, please send it. Again, we're going to be compiling all these things and then we'll actually be voting on, you know, what the best is. We'll be sharing them as we get things. Anything that you saw this week that, you know, that you just can't make it up, it could be anything. If not, that's fine too. But I was just check in. And I just want to share things. So anything that you saw that you're just like, you just can't make that up.
I mean, for me, it wasn't something I saw this week, but I've seen in the past a lot of times, you know, with early in the season, you know, you're bringing people in for interviews and testing them out and seeing, you know, what they can do. And it never ceases to fail or amaze me. You know, you put someone on a piece of equipment. They say they can operate, they've all these years of experience, and then they start operating it, and they always go to like, oh, there's a wide open area to mow here. Now let me go to the most dangerous spot on the property, like going up a hill or next to a pond where I could potentially cause the most damage. So that for me is, you can't make it up. You never fails. You know, you put someone on a piece of equipment, they always go to like the worst area that they could possibly be running it.
Let me find the two newest vehicles and draw that there's a tight spot and just try to go right between them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like threading the needle. Yeah. Let me take the most dangerous spot. So that's for me. You just can't make it up. Hey, I've never, you know, I've used this and I'm trying it for the first time at this property. I'm going to go to the most dangerous area to use it. So that's the, you can't make it up for me.
Anything for you, Dan?
I mean, the first thing that popped into my mind, again, this wasn't this week, but the first thing that popped into my mind was one time I was like, you know, we had a newer guy helping us out on a property doing some string trimming, and you know, he had told me that a certain area was done or whatever, but like I just went double checked it because he was like a newer guy or whatever, and it really wasn't done all that well. So I like brought him over, I was just talking to him about it, like, you know, you want to make sure you're thorough and do this and that and whatever. And and then I started doing like this area, just like as an example, I was like showing it to him. And then I look up and he's like walked halfway back to where he was before. And I was like, all right. I mean, we weren't done, but I don't know. It's just that like some guys just don't have the best attention span, or I don't know what it is, but.
So I was in Lowe's this morning. I had to pick up some things for another project that I was working on. And, the employees were talking, the manager called, you know, somebody, and they're like, there's a clog in the toilet, you know. So early morning, guys, contractors drinking their coffee, got to go let it out in the bathroom, right? So guy grabs a plunger, goes in, guy's, I guess, still in there because he, like, called. I don't know if he, you know, had his drawers down still or what, but he's like, so the Lowe's guy goes, gives him the plunger, and the guy goes, what do I do with this? You just can't make it up. I was like, I actually wanted to go to to tell the guy as they were talking about it. I'm like, can you record this so we can share this on our show? I mean, the guy didn't know what to do with the plunger. I mean, you just can't make it up. So that's what this is about. Thanks for tuning in. Check out LOS if you're interested in that. Like, share, subscribe our show, and we'll see you next time.